Ugh, finally we're home. I thought we were going to be at that restaurant forever. Why do you always have to eat so much? You do realize that if you choke on a bone and die, or eat so much you get sick and die, that I die too, right? Like, sometimes I seriously wonder if you just forget that your other half, that the one person who could ever truly know and understand you, is even with you. Like, seriously, there's something called moderation. Yes, I was hungry too, and yeah, I know the food was good, but still. No, I mean, it wasn't that I didn't have fun or didn't like us going out to dinner, it's just, I don't like how you always end up finishing my food first and then waiting for you. I'm like half a foot tall. My tummy can only hold so much compared to your bottomless pit. But, I mean, I still had fun, so, thank you for taking us out to dinner. I'm tired, and my wings are sore, so I'm barring your shoulder. I didn't think spending the whole day walking around town would take so much out of me. I guess that's sorta a sign we don't get out and exercise enough. My feet are killing me too. Which is weird, since I didn't even do any walking. Which means the pain must be coming from you. Are your feet really hurting you this much? If you were pushing yourself so hard today, why didn't you tell me? Because I looked like I was having so much fun. Seriously? You're a real big dummy, you know that? Don't go putting yourself through pain just to try to make me happy. I don't like that. The idea of you wanting to make yourself feel bad to make me feel good. We should both always be feeling good. But what's done is done, I guess. Just don't ever do it again. Next time we'd go do something like that. If you get tired, then tell me. Or I won't want to go out again. Got it? Good. And remember that, dummy. But, I did have fun though, so it still means a lot you were willing to do that for me. So, thank you. What do you mean, what was that? It was just a quick thank you kiss. Hey, stop trying to look at me with that stupid smile on your face. You put yourself through a bunch of pain for me, because you're nothing but a big, dumb idiot who can't speak up. So I was just giving you a little something as a reward. But if you're going to look at me like that instead of, I don't know, say thank you, then I'll take it back. I'll get a little rag and wipe the side of your face until your skin comes off. Nope, don't care if the skin would come off my face too. I'll do it. I'll go to the kitchen right now and... Right. Took you long enough to say thank you. You're welcome, but don't expect another kiss for probably ever. But, you're welcome. Anyways, I don't know if you heard me, but I'm tired. So, I'd like to have a bath in my sink and then go to bed. But I can't sleep right unless you are too, since, sadly, even our conscious states are connected. So, can you please also take a shower and start getting ready for bed? No, why not? Oh, no. Seriously? You're seriously going to do that first? Yes, I know it's your normal thing to do before you take a shower and get ready for bed, but it's... Do you have to do it every night? I said I was tired, and whenever you do it, even though I'm never in the same room when you do it, and thank God I'm not, it always makes me feel... Alright, just do your gross thing, and I'm going to take my bath. Just try not to take too long. I can feel everything you do when you're in there stroking off, and you always have to do that slow and long build-up. So just make it a quickie this time. Or maybe even I should... What did you just say? No. Don't say nothing. You definitely said something. Come on now. You just said something totally in line with what I would expect your constantly gross and horny mind to say, didn't you? Didn't you just say that I, your fairy familiar, who came into this world the moment you were born and has stayed by your side every moment of your life, that I should help you masturbate? I don't care if it was a joke. And don't tell me to relax. I want to know. I don't care if I can read your mind and you know it's only flashes of images or words anyway. I want to know where you even got an idea as crazy like that to even joke about it. What, from me? You're saying you got that joke because it flashed into your head from me, that you were finishing my sentence. Psh! Next, you're probably going to tell me I was going to say something like, I was thinking about following you into your room and making sure you got off nice and quick so we can go to bed, and also see exactly it is what you even do in there to jack off in the first place. That what you were expecting me to say? You truly are crazy. Insane. I'm just waiting for your insanity to seep over to me and drag me into the depths with you. Hey, that look on your face. Why are you looking at me like that? Stop it. I told you to stop. Hey, put your hands down. Don't think just because you cup your hands in front of you like that I'll... There, I'm sitting your gross, dirty hands now. Happy? Look, can we just drop this, okay? Maybe I did think that stuff. And I know sometimes I say what I'm thinking out loud. So maybe I just spilled all the beans a second ago, but can we just forget it, please? Just forget I even thought about it. Because I'm already so embarrassed that I even thought about it. I was just curious, I guess. I hark on you for jacking off. I always have. But if we actually did do something like that, like get off together, then you just think I was a hypocrite. Just a mean hypocrite who always says mean and insulting stuff to you. Because I hate having to sit in a different room from you while you're doing that stuff. Or doing anything, really. I don't even know what I'm saying. This is all just so embarrassing, and I... You know I'm terrible at this. Saying how I feel. You know me better than anyone on this planet. And I know you better than anyone else. And stop looking at me like that. In such a nice and caring way. You always have that look on your face when you look at me. Even when I'm mean to you. And I don't deserve it. Oh, alright. I'll admit it. I just really hate being fucking separated from you. At all. Ever. Okay? No matter when or where it is, I want to be a part of everything you do, no matter what it is. We always have to do stuff like take our baths and showers separately and use the bathroom separately, but I hate it. I know we get super embarrassed when it comes to our bodies, even though we're so close to each other. And I know we haven't even seen each other naked before, even though I'm your familiar and you're my human, but I just hate it. Being away from you hurts, even if it's just a door between us. It hurts. I can feel everything you feel. And when you're in there by yourself, making yourself feel so good, I can feel it too. And I feel left out, like I'm missing something special. My human, my very own human, is doing something special, and I want to be a part of it. And so that's why sometimes late at night, when you're in your room touching yourself and I'm in my sink having a bath, I'd sometimes, touch myself and... Ugh, forget it. You're so mean making me say all of this. Are you going to make me sit there in your hands and pour my heart out for you? Or are you going to take me to a room so I can help you make you feel good? That's more like it. So, let's go. You can keep carrying me, thank you. Could you walk any slower? I really want to do this. I mean, I'm just ready to get this over with. And I can feel that smile on your face. I don't need to look to see it. So stop feeling so smug and happy after making me say all that stuff, jerk. Alright, here we are. So, don't ask me how you want to do this. I don't know anything about how you do it. This is supposed to be your routine. So just do what you normally do, I guess, and I'll watch. And maybe try to join in if I feel like it. Wait. Do you always take all your clothes off when you do it? No, it's not a problem. It's just, I've never seen you naked before. As I said, we haven't seen each other naked before, so it's just kind of embarrassing. But it's okay. It's fine. Just do what you normally do. So, what do you normally take off first? Your shirt? Okay, that's fine. I've seen you with your shirt off before a few times, like when we go swimming, so that's not a big deal. Oh, you look so nice. I didn't say anything. Keep going. Are you expecting commentary? I'm not a live studio audience dummy. Alright, your pants next, and... So, you just drop your pants and your underwear at once, and... So, wow, that's what your dick looks like. No, nothing's wrong with it. It looks perfectly fine. Just, ignore me. Like I said, I'm just seeing this all for the first time. So it's all just new to me, alright? So what do you do next? Lie back on the bed? Okay, so go ahead then. Quick question. Is your dick always like that? Ugh, do I have to spell it out, idiot? I mean, like, it's so big and hard. And, well, I mean, obviously I can feel you're turned on. I always feel when you're turned on, because whenever you're turned on, then I get turned on. It's just, seeing it for the first time like this is different. But, right, do your thing, and I'll just land and stand here next to you, I guess. Gosh, it looks so amazing. He looks so amazing. I can't believe. Yeah, I'm coming. Hold your horses. Jeez. Alright, so what's next? Loop? Okay, and... Hey, why are you getting your phone out? For porn? Wait, you watch that stuff? Is that what you've been using this whole time? Well, no. There's nothing wrong with it, really. I just, I don't know, kind of looked at that stuff before, just for research, and I'm just not sure it's very good for us. Or you, I mean, is all I'm saying. Sorry. I know I said to just do your thing, so just do that. Alright, so you just kind of pick a video from your favorites. Looks like an interesting one. And then you get the loop, and... Oh, wow. Your dick gets really shiny. And then you just kind of start playing it and get started. Oh, wow. So you just kind of stroke it up and down like that? What on earth is happening in that video anyways? I want to see. Huh. I guess you're really into this sort of stuff then. Interesting. Well, seems like you're enjoying this. It certainly is an interesting view looking down from up here. and you're already starting to stroke really fast. Do you always, stroke it this fast? Ugh, sorry, not trying to ask a bunch of questions. I've just never seen you do this before. Sorry, I'll try to be quiet. Sorry. Well, obviously, yes, it was me. You know we share sensations, so I'm starting to feel what you are, like I always have. If you keep pointing it out, then I'll leave. Okay, thank you. Just keep doing what you're doing. Gosh, you're stroking too so fast. Hey, so I don't mean to interrupt again, but can you pause that for a sec? Well, for one, I feel like you're spending more time looking over at me instead of the porn, and, Alright, this is going to sound really selfish, but I'll be honest with you. I don't like the idea of you getting off to this porn stuff. And I can sense that you aren't really paying attention to it anyways. So instead, I know it might not be as good to look at as that, but would you be willing to, look at me instead? Alright, just, let me get my dress off. I don't wear any bras since I don't need them. I do wear, panties, though, but they aren't anything fancy. And if you laugh at me or anything, God help you. Oh, God help you. So, this is what I look like topless. I know it's not as nice as the girls on there, especially since I'm only like half a foot tall and they're normal size, but you think I look beautiful? Better than any girl? Do you really mean that? No, I believe you. I can feel you're telling the truth. And gosh, your dick. I can see how you're getting even more turned on than you were at the porn. It's like twitching. I really excite you this much? Me? My boobs are so small, and I don't think I'm that pretty. And my wing color is so bland. There's so many familiars out there that are so much prettier than me, and nicer than me. Oh gosh, you jerk. Thank you. That really means a lot to me. More than a lot, actually. Do you want me to take my panties off, too? Okay, just a sec here. So, here I am. I know it's, not much to look at, but, what do you think? My butt is kind of flat, I think, and I don't really have much, hair here, but... You trying to be the biggest jerk in the world? Complimenting me like that? Always so sweet to me. You've always just been so sweet to me. I'm always so mean to you, and yet even now, you look at me like I'm just the prettiest fairy familiar in the world. I know I always say mean stuff to you, but I only do that because I care. Say, instead of you stroking your dick, do you think that maybe I could try? My hands are probably too small to really even cover the head of your dick, but I can use my whole body to rub it too. It's just, I, I want to do it. I want to make you feel good. Can I? Oh, something else first. What is that? Kiss, but we've never even kissed before. But, well, yeah, I suppose that would be a good thing to do if we're going to do the other stuff. But I won't be any good at it. I've never kissed before, and my lips are way smaller than yours, so I can really only kiss one of your lips at a time, I think. So, here goes. Do you have to put your hand behind my back and hold me while we do this too? You dummy, this is already... I already love this enough. Love you enough. Our first time kissing. Sorry, my lips are so small, but I... This is so good. We're kissing and... I love you. Yeah, I said I like you like that. Or didn't you hear me? You jerk, idiot, deaf, dummy. I know you heard me. No, don't apologize. It's fine. Just, well, I did like kissing you anyways. And that was our first kiss, you know? So, well, it was nice. Anyways, if you'll stop trying to get me to be even more embarrassed, then I'll do what I was gonna do before. So keep your hands away from your phone and your dick, because I'm gonna be the one doing it. So, I'm just going to walk down to your dick. I can feel your eyes on my little ass. Alright, so, this is your dick. Wow, how should I do this? No, don't talk. I'll figure it out myself. I'm only a little bit bigger than your dick, but I can still make you feel good. So, I guess I'll just start by touching it. Gosh, it's so warm. It feels so warm, and it's so hard. Is it really me? Are you really this hard because of me? Well, I don't know if you can see it, but the feeling's mutual. See? I've been trying to hide it, but I'm so wet that it's starting to drip down my legs. Anyways... I guess I'll just start by rubbing my hands around the head. So I'll just start rubbing over it like this. Oh, wow! It twitched. Nearly knocked me over. And before you ask, I'm fine. I'll just take a better hold of it and just hug it against my body. Feels really good with me doing this? Okay, then I'll do it more. I'll just start rubbing my whole body up and down. It's starting to feel good for me too. I can feel what you're feeling, just like I always have, except... Now I'm the one making you feel good, and I'll just keep moving up and down, hugging it tight, and I'm gonna start rubbing the head again too. Good. feels so good. I don't want to let you go. I don't ever want to let go of your cock. It's like I'm hugging the most special part of you. The most special part of my special human. I hope my hard little nipples aren't bothering you. I've never had them be this hard before. Okay, good. I'm gonna start licking you too. I know my little mouth can't nearly cover your whole cock, but I can still lick it real good. So good. Your dick tastes so good. You don't know how happy this makes me. I fantasize about doing this for so long. I don't know why, but I'm not as embarrassed to say it. Not as embarrassed to say anything. Really, it's so strange, but I'll take advantage of it. My human, I love you. I love this. Making you feel good. You don't know how happy I am getting to make you feel good. How much I love you. So much. And yes, I know you're close to coming. I am too. No, no, it's okay. I want you to come. I'm not gonna let go, and I don't care if I get covered in your cum. But please, just come. I want to feel your cock pulse while I have my whole body wrapped around it. I promise I'll never let go. Just like my love for you will never stop. I won't stop. I won't stop licking. Grinding my wet little pussy against your cock. Too big to fit in me, but I can still cover you in my juices. So please, I love you. Just please come. When you come, you're gonna make me come too. And I'm so close, I can feel it. We're about to come. You're gonna make us come. Please, let's come. Come together. Yes. No, don't worry. I don't mind. I'm happy that I'm covered in something so warm. And something so tasty that came from you. And see? I never let go. Even as we were coming, I just grabbed onto your cock as hard as I could. But, so was it good? Did I make you feel really good? Well, good. See, I told you I'd better do better than that stupid porn. Gosh, it just felt so good to come together, though. So much more intense when we're doing it together instead of rooms apart. My mind is still fuzzy somehow. I still don't feel nearly as embarrassed. I think it will go back to normal once it wears off, though. So before it does, can I ask you to do something extra for me? Well, it's just, I heard of this. Well, you know how obviously you're too big to fit inside me, but I still want to feel filled by you. So, I heard of this way we might be able to do it. One of my friends says she does it with her human, where you do this thing with your hand and use your finger. Would you be okay with trying it? Yeah, okay. It's okay. I don't care that I'm still covered in your cum. I want to be covered in your cum when we do this. Okay, so here. Just, let's see. Why don't you move and lie on your stomach? Yeah, like that. And then just take your hand and lay it facing up. Yeah, like that. And then I'll just kind of sit in your hand and lay back like this. But I'll hold on to your thumb. Okay, so, I think you're starting to get what we're gonna do. Yeah, it's okay. I've maybe put a pencil in there a few times, so I should be okay. But let's start with your pinky first. Maybe. Just until I, well, warm up. So just curl your pinky in. Yeah, like that. And I'll sort of move. So my pussy is right in front of it. And, well, I'm ready whenever you are. I'll let you take the lead. So, please, put it inside me. I'm ready. I want you inside me. Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm really wet, so it's going to be uneasy. Just keep going. No, I'm being filled. My human, my love, I'm being filled. I'm so happy. Yes, I am. This feels so good. Oh, you're already all the way inside of me. I feel so full. Okay, just start moving it. Oh. Yeah, keep moving it. Just like that. Oh, this feels so good. I'm so happy. I always dreamed of this. And I've had dreams where I grew to normal size. And you fucked me. I never thought for one second it could ever happen, but this is just as good. I love you. You don't know how much I love you. My favorite place in the world has always been with you. In your hands. know I say I hate it, but I really actually love it. Oh, I feel like I'm gonna lose my mind. And I feel, already feel like I'm getting close. But my human, please, I want you to use your metal finger. I know it's a lot bigger, but I don't care. I'm close to coming. I want it to be on your biggest finger. Oh, yes. Yeah, quick. Slide it out, and I'll just move over a bit. Okay, okay, put it in. Just put it. In. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh my god, it's so big. It's stretching me so wide. Human is stretching me so wide. You don't know how happy I am. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. Laying here in your hand. Being filled by you. It isn't your cock, but it's still you. And I love you. I know I always say mean things to you. Say stuff like how I hate being held by you, but it's all just, I don't know. God, you're so deep. Oh, I can't stop grinding down on you when you push. God, you must think I'm just a horny little familiar who's always mean to you, don't you? Oh, you're always so nice to me. No matter what I say or do, you're so nice to me. My mind feels like it's about to melt, and that's why I can say this to you. I've always wanted to. I know I'm always mean to you and say mean things, but... But it's just because, I don't know why, I just love you. I love you so much it hurts. You're everything to me, everything. And I want to tell you how I feel, but I just get so embarrassed. And then I get so mad, and then I just end up saying something mean. Because I get mad at myself, but I'm not mad at you. I'm never mad at you. All the times I'm able to say something nice to you, it's because I barely manage to get the courage. And every time I've said something mean to you, just please understand. I don't mean to. Every time I have ever said something mean to you, I wanted to say something nice to you instead. I don't know why I'm like this. Maybe it's just how I am. How we are. And when this is over and my head clears, I know I'll go back to normal, but right now I'm about to come right here in your hand. I just want you to know I love you. How much I just love you. I'm your fairy familiar. I'm your fairy girl. I'm yours. And oh god, I'm coming. I'm about to come. Please remember. Never forget. I love you. I love you so much. Please, I'm about to come. Please don't let me go. Don't ever let me go. Keep me close to you. Give me lots of hugs, no matter how much I say I hate them. Hold me close. Hold me close. I'm about to come. It's coming. I'm coming. I love you. 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 So amazing. I'm too weak to move. Can you please lay down on your back and move me onto your chest? Right by your face? Thank you. Thank you for doing that. For holding me and for letting me hold you. Forget the bath. I just want us to fall asleep like this. Looks like my head is still fuzzy enough, to be honest with you. Tomorrow, I want us to take a shower together. For the first time. I know by then I'll be back to my mean self and complain, but trust me, I'll want to. From now on, we do everything together. Everything. And yes, that even means I want to be in the bathroom when you make your gross smelly poops. I do mean everything. No more being apart from each other, ever. And no more watching those porn videos. From now on, we only ever do it together. It's the only time I can just be honest with you. I'm tired. I'm sleepy. I'm going to sleep. I love the sound of your big heart. I can feel it pushing my body up a tiny bit of each beat. My heartbeat is probably too small for you to feel, but it's beating at the same rhythm as yours, you know? And your big, warm body. So warm. Keep holding me till morning, okay? Never stop holding me. No matter how much I complain. Because I'm your fairy girl and I love you.